Jesus is Lord over my health. Now, I'll let them record it that way, but I'm going to say two other things about that. The Lord is my help. And I'll say another thing about it, and it's virgin territory. The Lord is the shepherd of my help. Now, let's read a few things before you sit down. There in the 23rd Psalm, in the first verse, you got Jehovah Jireh, you got Jehovah Roha, you got him as your shepherd, you got him as your provider, and another one there in the first verse. He talks about green pastures, still waters, path of righteousness. He talks about walking through the valley of shadow of death, don't feel no evil. In that 23rd Psalm. Yes, and so he said, I tell them I'm the shepherd of their help. Yes, now we've had a lot of teaching on healing, but healing is dangerous if you don't know about help. Because the Bible says, when an unclean spirit is gone out of man, he make a circle. And if you come back and find that house clean, in other words, not ready to protect itself, he brings seven spirits worse. So the body of Christ don't know a whole lot about health. I'm going to prophesy to you first before we start. A prophetic word God gave me, I'm going to go slow with it and give interpretation as we go. But you know the seven things I told you. I told you about prayer. Write that down if you don't have it. Prayer. I told you about praise and worship. I told you about meditation. Now, meditation is the most powerful medicine you can take. If you meditate the word, it'll begin to bring healing and health to your body. And then I say to you, you're going to have to eat with wisdom. I like that, Lord. Eat with wisdom. Say that. Eat with wisdom. In other words, what's the opposite of that? Eating what? Unwise. Right?
Yes, sir.
And then I say you have to move more.
Yes, sir.
And then you have to love more.
Amen.
That's six, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And you have to stress less.
Yes,
now, stress will kill you faster than food. Okay. Now, in these time of ministering, I've had reports on diabetes completely cured without medicine. High blood pressure completely cured without medicine. Dizziness. Losing your balance sometimes. Cured without medicine. Heart issues. Pain on both sides of your chest like your heart about to jump out. Healed without medicine. Now excuse this next one. Constipation. Can't go to the restroom. Go to the restroom, you got to stay in there half a day. That's because you're eating. All of those things, I have a report that was changed by eating properly, moving properly, loving properly. Amen. So listen very carefully tonight as the Lord prophesied to you. I want you to remain standing. And I begin prophetically, thus say the Lord, not Leroy, all right? I want you to hear what he's saying to you. The good shepherd, which is Jesus, wraps his arms around your body now to make and keep you in sound health at all times. Your time of health, listen to it now because it's virgin territory. Your time of health triumph has come. Write that down. My time of health triumph has come. You're stepping into a victory that already has been won. So your health is already paid for. Your health is finished, it says here. Your health is finished. It's waiting on your faith to let it flow in your body at all times. It's waiting on your faith. Now, I was supposed to ask this question. And you see, a lot of times for lack of a better word, scripturize. This is a new word. We got a lot of scripture. But I want to ask a question, and I don't want you to answer it, because I want you to meditate this question. Do you have faith for help? Wait, hold on, answer that question. See, because we quickly answer because we got the Bible scripture on. No. Have you really been having faith for help? Practically, best part of us answer is no. Because the system and the church has almost seemed to say that it's impossible to live in good health. So have you really been practicing faith for health or healing? Now, make sure you online, everybody listen to me, age make no difference. The seven things I told you at the beginning, if you start working those seven things in your prayer time, spending time with God, praising God, meditating the word on health, let me give you this. Healing heal and help life, abundant life, a long satisfied life, and eternal life. Talk to me now. You're like, I ain't said nothing. Listen to what you're saying. Listen to what you're saying. All that belong to you. Life, abundant life, a long satisfied life, eternal life. No Christian should die before 70. 70 is the least you could live. And 120 is your number. But you're going to have to not let the world system run your life. You're going to have to let the word do it. All right, let me finish giving this prophecy. I want to say again, your time of health triumph have come. Did you write that down? You're stepping into a victory that already had been won. Your health is finished. It's waiting on your faith to let it flow in your body at all times. To let it flow in your body at all times. Health is flowing in your body right now. So you must declare at all times, health is mine. I have it now. Never said that before in your life. See, listen. Many of you are going to have manifestation. Many of you are going to make changes that you thought you couldn't make. Going to be too much evidence going to manifest. Man saved on 13 medicine, he's on 5 now. 2 men. Still cutting it down. Revelation, restoration, and resurrection is at my door now. I shout, come in, help. Come in, help. I don't have to wait no longer. And then the word came, glory to God. Glory to God. Let the Lord be magnified with and through my body from this day forward. Oh, my God. He's looking. Look, he tonight, you here in Darwin, around the world, different countries, he's looking for somebody to acknowledge that he's talking to them. Now, you're not going to have no crowd. No. This kind of word with the pioneering factors in the body of Christ is dealing with 2 out of 12. 12 spies. 300 out of 32,000. Remnant. Now you can be a part of the regular or you can be a part of the remnant. Now you have no excuse not to have faith because you're being ministered to of that kind of faith right now. See. Enlightenment must overpower your excitement and your emotion. Because you can get excited and you can get emotional, but you're not carrying out what you heard. You just felt good. You notice you say that I don't have to wait no longer? Glory to God, glory to God. Let the Lord be magnified with and through my body from this day forward. The good shepherd is my health doctor. You write that down. His name is Jesus, the Lord of Lords. Now watch what it says here now. When I heard this, I was praying. I heard this when I was praying. You still have time.
Yes, sir.
It will come out like you want it to be. Now the Lord said that. The Lord said that. The Lord talked to everybody under the sound of my voice. You still have time. It'll come out like you want it. How you want it to come out? Here's an invitation from God, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what your age is, he said you still got time and it'll come out like you want it to be. How many of y'all believe he's powerful enough to do that? The yoke of sickness and disease are being destroyed and the yoke of health is being put on. I mean, that's very beautiful in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all you that live in heavy laden. You see, take them sick and disease yoke off.
Yes,
and then I heard these words, health is falling, health is falling, health is falling. Get ready for health demonstrations all over the world. Give the Lord praise.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated. Let's read another scripture before I go into this outline. And I'll have to go over this scripture over and over again because it has not been preached as often as it should be preached. And then when it's preached, it had to be knowing that God is taking you further than healing. He's taking you further than healing. He's taking you to health. And the reason that health is not taught, because there's those seven things I say to you, you're going to have to all be in place. And not, you're going to have to eat with wisdom, and you're going to have to exercise. You're going to have to move around. Just take a walk. My God, just take a walk. So in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, let's go there a minute, and I want to read that, and I want to emphasize what God said about his word there. I hear the words, pay attention. Pay attention to the Holy Ghost tonight. He want to give you a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. He want to give you a discerning of spirit. That you as a, oh my goodness. You as an individual, he want to speak to you tonight. You can't fully trust the person sitting next to you to get the answer. You're going to have to get it yourself. My son, Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my saying, my words, my saying. But my words and my saying are not no good if you don't attend to them. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find them. And look at that last statement. Say it. God must be lying. Somebody lying. One of you, me or God? You or God? Who you think lying? You. You can say what you want. You can get deep as you want. It's you. Now, when I begin to cooperate, my pastor, Kia, from the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is the shepherd of my health. Are you ready? Listen to this now. Are you ready to live in lordship health? Lordship help. It's not normal. It's not natural. It's not sensical. It's not worldly. It's not from this system. It's a supernatural help. It's a help from heaven. Are you listening to me? Supernatural. That's okay. That's okay. It's a help. It's a help from heaven. Listen to what he says. Are you ready to hear the voice of help? Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
The voice of help? Will you fully yield to the fate of help? Lordship of help, the voice of help, the fate of help. Are you just ready? He said, if you attend to my word, it'd be life to you and health to all your flesh, right? Will you fully yield to the fate of health? And if you don't write nothing down, just write fate of health, because I want you to be the feet on that out your note. The fate of health in the midst of a sick world. Listen to this one. Will you let the Holy Ghost wrap you in divine covenant health now?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Would you let the Holy Ghost wrap you in divine covenant health now?
Yes, sir. Yes,
Lord. Yes. And I want to tell you, he's wrapping right now.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost is in here. And people who are receiving and have a desire, it doesn't matter what the disease or the sickness is. It doesn't matter how long it had resident. It doesn't matter what DNA you got in your family. You don't have to go with that DNA. Your DNA can be changed supernaturally on the inside if you do the right thing. Wrapped in divine covenant health now? Say it,
I'm being wrapped
in divine
covenant
health
now.
Every disease in your body is scared right now. They are trembling. Say, I shouldn't have let them got to this church tonight. They talking about they're wrapped in covenant health.
Yeah.
That means health that come from the mouth and the hand of God and the power of God. Oh my God. El Shaddai. Good God Almighty. And the Holy Ghost wrap you in divine. The Holy Ghost wrapping you. And then he says to you, get ready for the greatest revelation on healing and health you have ever heard and will experience now. Listen again. Jesus, now remember we talked about the Holy Spirit. Jesus, lead me through this traffic to the green pastures of hell.
Yes,
now when I heard this, mercy, meditation, my shepherd, and meal. I said, Lord, you want to put meal in there with mercy? He said, yeah, put it in there. Y'all here?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Mark 11, 24. Mark chapter 11, verse 24.
Yes, sir.
We're going to make a statement. I desire
to be fully healthy.
Mark 11, 24. Therefore, I send you what things ever you desire when you pray. Be did receive them. What did he say? You desire? Do you desire to be fully healthy?
Yes.
There's your voice right there.
Yes,
he said, therefore I send you what things of you desire when you pray. Believe.
Yes,
believe right now, in spite of what you're dealing with, that I'm fully healthy.
Amen.
And hold your faith there, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for, than the other things of things not seen. And without faith, Hebrews 11 and 6, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder. So we're talking about being rewarded with health. Look at 1 John 5, 14, 15. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he is. And if we know he hears us, we know we have the petition that we desire of him.
Yes, sir.
You see those two scriptures, Mark 11, 24, 1 John 5, 14 and 15?
Yes,
I desire to be fully healthy. And you got your two voices then. You got many more, but you got those two.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Psalm 23, 3. Letting Jesus restore your soul to health. Your soul is a health blocker. But you can design it to be a health bringer. Somebody talk to me up in here. What it says there? He restores my soul. You see, he called mine. You see, divine health is developed in the path of righteousness. It overruled everything else. Overruled demons, overruled Satan, overruled the system. You're walking in righteousness when you're walking. It's a revelation of righteousness when you walk in health. All the sickness and disease around, you say, I ain't gonna be sick. I'll never be sick another day in my life. Now your body might be saying five other things. That don't care, you're gonna overrule it. Keep saying, oh my God, I want to take off and run. You overrule it. Because I did it so many times. You know I'm in a human body, right? Yeah, you don't think I'm no Superman. So what I'm preaching to you, I got to use it too. But it works. He restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, 3 John 2 reveals to us by revelation through John that our soul has something to do with our health.
Yes.
See, beloved, I wish you above all things you prosper and be in health as your soul prosper.
Yes.
Your thinking, your imagination.
Yes.
You write down the 23rd Psalm because I'm preaching about that. Here's another point. Sickness and diseases are valleys and shadows and fear of death. But I yield to your rod and staff.
Yes.
Look in 23 and 24. I want you to look at that. Sickness and diseases are valleys and shadows and fear of death, but I yield to your rod and your staff.
Yes, sir.
The rod protect me
yes,
in the valley,
yes,
and the staff guide me.
Yes,
but I got to be a sheep.
Yes.
Now the rod can't handle a billy goat, a hard head button individual who think they know everything but sick.
Yes.
And you're preaching hell to them and told them everything had come out like you wanted to come out. That's what the Lord told me to tell you. And it's not too late.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That lamb man in the third chapter of Acts, he had been sitting at that gate a long time. But he knew them boys had something in them. So the Bible said he expected to receive something. Now I'm going to ask this question. How many of y'all expecting? I mean, I don't want that religious answer. I need you to get serious about this. I need you to stop talking about your age. God gave you a body that really don't know age. It'll just keep building, keep building, if you give it the right thing. You taking notes?
Yes, sir.
Get ready now to hear the person and the voice of the good shepherd, the voice of good health. The voice of the good shepherd is the voice of good health. Turn to John chapter 10, verse 1. My sheep hear my voice. And then on the other page, I want to say something else. Go to John. But on the other page, then in what is Matthew 8:32, where Jesus said, you shall know the truth?
Yes,
yeah. Jesus didn't say the truth gonna set you free.
No, I said that. No.
You got it. That's all right. Talk up. Knowing the truth. Got it in you.
Yes.
Not just memorize.
Right.
But manifested grace and manifested wisdom and manifesting the love that God has for you. Because you are his child.
Yes, sir.
No father wants his child sick.
No.
Talk to me in here. God can wipe everything out here right now, tonight. We got to see him like that. Right here tonight, he can wipe everything out. Everything could change. Somebody asked the question, is anything too hard for God? Is anything impossible to God? No, I'm here to tell you, no, nothing impossible. Your body is being worked on right now. But what you gonna do with your faith? Are you gonna go home like you it's just a Wednesday night? You in a pioneering position. You this church, you're in a past setting position, you're in a past finding position. God wants you to glorify him. And he used body first. In 1 Corinthians 6:19. He said, glorify me with your body. First of all, he said, you bought with a price.
Yes, sir.
Christ has redeemed me.
Yes.
Galatians 3:13. From the curse of the law.
Yes.
Either you redeem or you redeem. Or you redeem.
Yes.
Are you religious or redeemed? Are you routine or revelation? Do you have faith or you worship it? Just worship. No, what? That's W-I-S-H-I-N-G, worship. Worship don't move God. And John 10:1. Look there. Ooh, hallelujah. Get ready now to hear personally. You heard how? You heard how? Personally, the voice of the good shepherd, the voice of good health. Jesus' voice has to be the voice of good health.
Yes,
are you hearing him tonight?
Yes.
He's the voice of your health.
Yes,
he said, follow me, child. I'm going to lead you right in your health zone.
Yes.
Look what he said. Verily I say to you, he that enter not by the door into the shepherd, but climb up some other way, the same as the thief and robber. Verse 2, look at it. But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Come on, I go to verse 3. Go with me now. Look, listen, because we're getting somewhere. To him the porter opened it, and the sheep hear his voice. And he called his own sheep by name and leaded them out. Keep going. Give me the next verse. I think I want to go to the fifth verse. And when he put it for his own sheep, he go before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
Yes.
Question just come up in my heart. Do Jesus have anything to do with sickness and disease? Do he have his hand on it? You know, is he making it happen? Is Jesus a part of sickness and disease? Well, why you have it then? And the Lord is opening your eyes tonight. Just keep standing. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When you're seeking the word, you're seeking him. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You got to get up in the morning and say, I'm healthy, and sneeze at the same time. So the voice of good health, Jesus is the voice of good health.
Yes, sir.
And he's speaking to you right now.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
The next thing the Lord wants to tell you, recognize that you're connected to the shepherd and the vine of health.
Thank you.
I'm connected to the shepherd and the vine of health. Then John 15 now, 1-7. See, I had to lay this out. See, I'm a branch connected to a vine that is releasing divine health. Isn't that something? So I have health running in me all the time, but I got to receive it. Too many voices. Hear my voice. Don't even hear the voice of your feeling. Because whatever's not right is only temporary. And look in John 15:1, I'm the true vine and my Father is the husband. Watch this now. Go to the second verse. I love it. Every branch in me. You eat him, right? That bears not fruit to be taken away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Go to the next verse. What? Now you're clean through the word, which I've spoken to you. Now we're going to hold it right there, son. I'm going to go for the voices. But there's a voice here that always intrigued me when I'm preaching on the Spirit. You go back to John 6:63. Because, now, let me ask you a question. Is your health a personal thing to you? Huh? Living long with quantity and quality,
yes,
a long satisfied, is that pushing to you?
Yes, sir.
Would you desire or permit God to put abundant health in your body,
yes,
in spite of what anybody else says?
Yes, sir.
And I hear him saying, if thou can believe,
yes,
nothing is impossible with God,
right,
if we can believe. Now, we're going to go through religion. We're going to go through some deep people, some big people. We're talking, I'm preaching the Bible. I'm told about wealth and health and marriage and family. Those things I have to deal with real strong as an apostle. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now you see, you must desire to receive a rhema word on health.
Right.
A rhema word is a word that's spoken to you and unfold in your heart.
That's right.
Look at John 6:63.
Yes,
It is the spirit that quickeneth it. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak unto you.
Yes.
He's not talking about all of us.
No.
He's talking about you. They are spirit and they are life. And I also look at this verse for myself, so you might not want it. Matthew 4:4. Because that's where we sick at. Who got the revelation? Y'all got that revelation. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all think y'all can live by bread alone. Let me give you a little help here. The energy. When you begin to eat right, study and eat right, the energy that you have no hangovers. You can eat as much as you want if you're eating right. And wake up in the morning just empty. Just jump up. No Alka-Seltzer, no nothing.
Glory to God.
And I hear the Spirit of God say, turn your body loose. Or set your body free. Man should not live by bread alone, but everywhere proceeds. Go back to John. I'm gonna close in a few minutes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
I see all of y'all healthy.
Hallelujah.
You receiving it?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You receiving it?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Nothing impossible. All things possible. That's who we're dealing with. Jesus is the shepherd of my health. I'm healing as a sheep. And I'm going to do what he tells me to do. I'm not planning on dying ahead of time. And I'm not going to live here helpless. Help is my anointing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, when we praise God, you open me up some.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Now go back over some of the things. Look at your notes. Go back over some of the things we're going to talk about in a minute. Just a minute. I'm about to close. Go back over some of them things. Look at some of them things that God said to you tonight. Recognize you connected to the shepherd and the vine of help. That's John 15:1-7. Put that down. This man standing there. Now you are ready to walk through the door of hell. And John 10:1-3. Look at John 10:1-3. Now you're ready to walk through the door of hell. John 10:1. Give me John 10:1 right quick as I can close. Very, I said to you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but clambered up some other way, the same as the thief and robber. Second voice says what? But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, right?
Yes,
give me the third verse now. To him the porter opened it, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. How many of y'all ready to walk through the door of hell? Let me close with this. Goodness and mercy are help weapons at your fingertip. Look at Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now listen, what did he say? Look what God said. Goodness and mercy are health weapons. And no disease can deal with goodness. And no sickness can hold up. Ooh, with mercy. Then the Bible said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find mercy and grace. Mentioning grace, my sisters and brothers, there's health grace. I always like this verse in Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly health. Is a spiritual blessing, child. I'm blessed with it. Tell somebody. Tell somebody I'm blessed with health. No, don't just say it with your left. Say it with some meaning. I'm blessed with health right now. Who's my release man?